As I said at the beginning of today's Mass, today we are remembering Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. When thinking of Pope Benedict, this quote from his first encyclical that came out in 2005, the year he became Pope, the encyclical is called Deus Caritas Est, which means God is love. And in this encyclical, there is this one beautiful sentence that I want to share with you now. Being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a new direction. To be a Christian, said Pope Benedict XVI, is an encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. And what is striking about our faith and how we live as Christians is indeed we encounter this event again and again and again in a special way through the liturgy of the church. Indeed, here we are in the Christmas season encountering the event of the incarnation. But of course, this always leads to a relationship with the person, with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this, says Pope Benedict, is at the center of what it means to be a Christian. He goes on to say this: we need to keep this relationship with Jesus clear. And if we do, all will be well. Lose sight of this relationship with Jesus, and nothing else in the long run will really matter. What thoughtful words. A man who lived, as we know, to be 95. A man who, through the course of his life, we celebrate as an academic. He was one of the foremost scholars of Scripture in our generation and in the generation that preceded ours. He had a significant role to play at Vatican II. And although he did not want to become the prefect of the doctrine of the faith, he would much rather have stayed in Germany to do his studying, to do his writing. When Pope St. John Paul II asked him to be the prefect of the congregation of the doctrine of the faith, he said yes. Later on, as he served Pope John Paul II, he said, "I'd like to go back to Germany." And Pope St. John Paul II said, "No, I need you here." And then, of course, when Pope St. John Paul II died, he assumed that responsibility to become the Pope. Even though at some level, I think in his heart, he would much have preferred a more quiet life as a scholar. How beautiful it is, in a sense, that he was given that gift in the last 9 years of his life, where he was able to, in a sense, retreat, to pray for the church, and to continue to think deeply about what it is for us to have a relationship with Jesus. How appropriate it is that we have these readings from St. John, from the Gospel and from his first letter, which again seem to encapsulate so much of the character and the heart of Pope Benedict XVI. In that first letter from St. John, there are these beautiful words when he says, "See how much the Father loves us, that we are children of God, and that is who we are." And then St. John goes on to speak about how when we see him, when he is revealed, we will see him as he truly is, and we will then fully become who we are intended to be. What a beautiful thought. To think about how Pope Benedict, who gave his life to loving Jesus and writing about this relationship, now is seeing Jesus in the way that St. John speaks of. That hope that is at the very heart of his being is now realized in his life. But it's also appropriate that in this reading from 1 John that St. John speaks about how there are those who do not know the Lord, that the world does not know him. And you might have been a little bit perplexed by what St. John says at the end of this reading, where he says, "You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him." Now that's a little peculiar, because does that mean that we don't know Jesus because we know that we sin? What you have to understand is a key point that St. John makes in his first letter. He talks repeatedly about the Antichrist and that many Antichrists have come into the world. And then he defines the Antichrist as the person who denies Jesus Christ. When he's talking about sin here, he's talking about that sin, the sin of rejecting Jesus as the Son of God. One of the things that Pope Benedict XVI dealt with throughout his life was the skepticism, the increasing atheism, the indifference to Jesus. And when we think about this pope, we think about how he was so focused on an understanding of making Jesus known, of lifting him higher, that during his papacy, he wrote a three-part book called Jesus of Nazareth. What a beautiful thing to consider how Pope Benedict understood exactly what St. John was writing and helped us to be able to see and to know what it is to lift Jesus higher. I am particularly indebted to Pope Benedict XVI because it was during his papacy that he extended the invitation to Anglican groups, to Anglican ministers, to come into full communion with the Catholic Church. And when I read the document called Anglicanorum Caedibus that he wrote in 2009, I heard the words of the pontiff as an invitation to me to come home, to come into full communion with the Catholic Church. And indeed, what a beautiful gift it is as Catholic Christians, what a gift it is for me as a Catholic priest to lift Jesus high every time I celebrate the Eucharist. Every time we gather together, we hear St. John the Baptist say, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world." This is indeed how this pope lived his life, always pointing to Jesus. I want to conclude my homily with words that he penned last year. Knowing that his death was near, he wrote, "Quite soon, I shall find myself before the final judge of my life. Excuse me. Even though, as I look back on my long life, I can have great reason for fear and trembling, I am nonetheless of good cheer. For I trust firmly that the Lord is not only the just judge, but also the friend and brother who himself has already suffered for my shortcomings and is thus also my advocate, my paraclete. In light of the hour of judgment, the grace of being a Christian becomes all the more clear to me. It grants me knowledge and indeed friendship with the judge of my life, and thus allows me to pass confidently through the dark door of death." Sometimes academics are not deeply in love with Jesus, that they approach their subject at a distance. Nothing could be further from the truth for Pope Benedict XVI. A man with such a gifted mind had a heart that was expansive with the love for Christ. And in these words, where he anticipated his death, he so beautifully witnesses to us how we too are to live in friendship with Jesus. The encounter with this man who is the event, who is the one that one day we will see. And when we see him, we will be like him, for we will see him as he truly is. Thanks be to God for the life and witness of Pope Benedict XVI. Rest eternal grant unto Pope Benedict, O Lord, and may your perpetual light shine upon him.